People are spending more money on gas, and they'll be doing a lot of that this weekend.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the Internet and stopping unwanted mail. Reputation.com.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Commerce Department reported personal spending was up 0.4% last month. But we're spending the increase on more expensive food and gasoline, gas that fills our cars up so we can go, go, go. And as we say hello to a long holiday weekend, what's the consensus on getting out of Dodge? AAA ran some numbers on who's traveling, and Heather Hunter is from AAA. She's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
I know gas prices have eased up a little bit just in the past few weeks, but we're still a lot higher than they were this time last year. How's that affecting travel, do you think, over the holiday weekend?
Gas prices are more than a dollar per gallon higher than they were last year, but we are expecting to see a slight increase in Memorial Day travelers this weekend compared to last year, thanks to a growth in the overall domestic economic picture. We are seeing a slight gain from last year.
So gas prices really aren't playing that much of a role?
We did also survey respondents that were intending to travel and asking them about the impact of gasoline on their travel plans. 4 of 10 said that the price of gasoline would affect their travel, and of them, the majority said that they would make up for that portion of their budget in other areas, maybe by taking a shorter trip or going for fewer nights, cutting back on shopping, for example.
What about the summer travel season? How's that shaping up?
This is really the first summer holiday, the unofficial start of the summer travel season. So we are optimistic that we're seeing growth from next year, and we'll see how that leads into summer.
All right, Heather Hunter with AAA. Heather, thanks.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. Well, markets are higher right now by about 0.5%. The Dow up 71 points, 0.6% at 12,474. The government today said fewer people put contracts on homes. Pending home sales fell 12% in April. Meanwhile, consumer sentiment jumped in May, according to the University of Michigan survey out today. Panasonic is getting ready to move its North American headquarters from Secaucus, New Jersey to Newark. What did Newark do to win Panasonic over? How about $100 million in tax incentives to start? And also a good transit system, too, from the Transportation Nation Project at Station WNYC. Andrea Bernstein reports.
The Panasonic move is a huge deal for Newark, a historically depressed city still mired in the memory of 1967 riots. Mayor Cory Booker couldn't have been more ecstatic.
Surely in my lifetime, there is no man I have tried to woo more than Joe Taylor.
Taylor is the CEO of Panasonic. He says his company is leaving its headquarters in Secaucus, New Jersey, because there too many of its employees have to drive to work.
We couldn't possibly demonstrate our commitment and our credibility to being a green company and ask 1,000 people to drive their car to work every day.
Panasonic will locate within a block of Newark Penn Station, with connections to Amtrak and several commuter rail lines. It also helped that Panasonic reaped more than $100 million urban transit hub tax credit. If a big company locates near a transit line, it gets a bundle of goodies from the state. Pete Kasabach of the planning group New Jersey Future says it makes sense.
Our distressed cities in particular need some incentives in order to bring the first wave of companies back in.
The measure was pushed through by the former Democratic governor, John Corzine, an environmentalist. But it's been embraced by the current governor, Republican Chris Christie, a famous cost cutter, because he says it will help the economy. Pete Kasabach.
In many ways, we hope that other states don't do this.
Mayor Booker says because of the transit tax credit, he's got 4 or 5 more companies on the line.
It's going to help us land a few more big whales.
But Booker acknowledges it's not just being near transit. It's the financial incentives for the companies.
You know, I think it's both. But let's be clear. The money was the major, major factor.
Have your employees ride transit, get government cash. That's a formula Booker hopes will make Newark go ka-ching. I'm Andrea Bernstein for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at manta.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
The Miami Heat are on their way to the NBA Finals after a big come-from-behind win over the Chicago Bulls. The Heat are going to play the Dallas Mavericks on Tuesday. Now, given how hot that team is, you'd think fans would be fighting over the Heat, and especially its superstar LeBron James, but there's not a whole lot of love for James, and his brand could take a big hit, as Phil Latzman from Station WLRN in Miami explains.
Since bolting Cleveland to bring his talents to South Beach last year, LeBron hasn't done himself any favors, at least according to sports marketing executive Brandon Steiner.
Absolutely not. I mean, he's flat.
Even with the Heat's success, Steiner believes King James's crown has lost much of its luster.
You know, he has a few sponsors that have stuck with him, and Nike is notorious for staying with their players. They're very loyal, but, you know, I don't think that they are having a banner year with LeBron.
But there are signs that the LeBron brand is doing just fine. His number 6 Miami Heat jersey recently overtook Kobe Bryant's as the top-selling in the NBA. Still, though, it seems everyone outside of South Florida is rooting against the Heat because of LeBron. And Steiner says winning won't cure the ill feelings right away.
The question is, how do you settle up with the fans and get people to like you again? And does that even matter to him? Or do you play the villain role and be the bad boy?
Steiner says, unlike some infamous athletes before him, James hasn't committed any crimes and has plenty of time to get back in the good graces of both fans and sponsors. In Miami, I'm Phil Latzman for Marketplace.
And finally, a new report says people are burning fewer calories at work. The study looked back 50 years and found workers burn an average of more than 120 fewer calories while on the job. Scientists believe it could be all the sitting we do in today's modern workplace. Exactly what I'm doing right this second. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles on Twitter at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Covering the economy is a 24/7, 365 kind of thing. So every Friday, we get a little help from our friends.
We were sinking fast, and we had no idea whether the world was coming to an end or not.
Oil goes high enough, people stop driving, they stop buying cars, they stop going out to eat.
There are bumps in the road, but consumers are starting to feel better.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Weekly Wrap, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.